Happy Saturday, GWA. I felt like getting online and speaking with everyone a little candidly since you were so welcoming during my last audio. Thank you, by the way, for that. So, I thought that I would get a little help from you today in answering a question that my most likely naughty mind has been racing with lately. Have you ever thought about people that you run into during the day? Have you ever thought about how they could play into one of your fantasies? Actually, you know what? The better question would be, can you turn your mundane, everyday errands into fantasy? Let me explain and get a little personal with you. So I feel like I run the majority of my errands on the weekends. I usually put in my headphones and listen to you lovely people while I'm doing the usual shopping. It's always fun to hear you touch yourselves while I'm doing something as simple as picking up groceries. I just have so many inappropriate thoughts right now. But that's a fantasy for a different day. Wow. Maybe I'm a little more on edge than I realized. I guess that's what happens when you have a perverted mind like mine. Anyway, back to the subject. So, this morning, I had to go to the bookstore and pick up some things, and in my mind, started to wander like crazy. Can I be honest with you for a second? I mean, technically, if you're still listening, I can do whatever the hell I want. I mean, this is my audio, so. You see, I have a really big thing for people that read. It gets me so hot and bothered when I see people lost in books. You know, you can actually tell a lot about someone at a bookstore for the section that they are in or what they actually choose to read. So, I have this fantasy, or actually, I guess, sometimes it's more of an urge that I have to fight. Bear with me, and I'll allow myself to explain. In fact, do you mind if I use you as an example? Let's say you find yourself at a local bookstore. Maybe it's a quaint, small bookstore with hidden nooks. Or maybe it's a Barnes & Noble with lots of people. I need you to remember that I'm using you for my fun little scenario, so you get to set the scene here. Do you know where you are? Have you thought of it? Good. So, I'm just going about my day with my books in hand, and I see you across the room. You're sitting in a chair reading, lost in another world. Maybe you're in the second circle of hell, being condemned for allowing your lust to overtake you, or are you reading about the girl on her knees, bent over gloating as she licks her lips, and you can still see the red tongue and the white sharp teeth as you shiver at the ecstasy of that first bite. Extra points if you know the references to those books. Maybe I'll find a way to properly reward you. We'll see. But let's get back on track, shall we? So, you get to decide what you're reading, though, since you have so kindly volunteered yourself to be in my fantasy. To let me use you. Oops. Gosh, I'm getting ahead of myself again. Anyway. So I see you from across the room and I pause. I just stare at you and let my mind race. I start to uncomfortably go through all of the scenarios in my head and I seem to come to a crossroads. Let's see. Should I go home and pleasure myself once again, thinking about you and all the things you can do to me? Or do I finally work up enough courage to approach you and live out this fun little fantasy of mine? Let's see. How can I approach you? Maybe I can come up from behind you and start kissing your neck. I can be so sweet about it. Oh, who am I kidding? I am not the sweet type. So, instead, I would come up to you and just simply kneel in front of you. Oh, you know where this is going. In my fantasy, you would pretend that I'm not there. You would just simply keep reading. So I would bend down and I would start feathering your crotch in light kisses. I can feel you starting to get hard. I would kiss deeper and deeper. I'd possibly even lick at your hard cock. You could feel my hot breath under your clothes. I do like this. Oh, baby. I really need you to focus on your book. Don't get too excited just yet. I need you to keep reading because, well, this is for your pleasure. So, I unbutton your pants and pull down your underwear. Your cock does this incredible bounce. God, I live for that bounce. You know what I'm talking about. I'm just soaked thinking about it. That beautiful bounce that your dick does for me. God. I like to be a tease. I like to appreciate your hard cock. So I would just start by kissing it. It is just so much fun to watch you squirm around. Now focus. I need you to focus. Then I would start by licking it, paying extra attention to the tip, swirling my tongue around it. I would put it in my mouth and suck the very tip. I love the noises it makes when it pops out of my mouth. I start to take more and more in my mouth. Ooh, I see that you're enjoying this. Your lack of focus and squirming are all of the encouragement that I need. Do you want me to go faster? Maybe slower. Start bobbing my head up and down. I I like to take it deep. Maybe gag on it. That just does a little something extra for me. I start to use my hands at your base, up and down, twisting, my mouth sucking. Oh, I can feel you getting closer and closer for me. Please give me what I want. Let me help you feel good. Let me please you. Let me suck on that beautiful hard cock. I want to feel your hot cum down my throat. I want to taste you. I want to taste you on my lips for the rest of the day. Oh, please. Please make my day. Please come for me. Please come for me. Attaboy. You taste so damn good. And then I would simply put your dick back in your pants and look up at you and just smile and walk away. Unfortunately for me, I just went home to pleasure myself, but maybe next time, if you're feeling up for it, I could finally let my fantasy happen.